Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you and worship you for this beautiful, glorious day that you have made. We are so grateful for this beautiful, glorious, magnificent day. Every day is beautiful when you know Jesus. Lord, I praise you for every day. I don't care if it's raining, shining, sleeting, or snowing. It's a beautiful day because you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. Now, Lord, as we learn more about your word, help us today to understand, reveal to us the truths of this magnificent book, that we might walk in who you say we are, that we might do what you tell us to do. And we give you praise and glory and honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. We've been talking about how to possess what you confess. Now that you have to learn how to talk, to be a powerful Christian, you must learn how to speak only the wonderful things out of God's Word. Even the angels of God watch over the Word of God to perform the voice of the Word of God. Well, as we speak the Word of God, that's the voice that comes out of our mouth, and the angel will fulfill it. Now, yesterday, we left off at this Mark 11:22. Now then, as we go through 22 through 26, you're going to see that this is an absolute, magnificent, awesome promise. Now then, the average Christian does not believe this because this is so powerful. We believe it's too good to be true. And so, since Jesus made it so good and so powerful, he made it for us so we'd have the weapons we need by these great and precious promises to come against the devil. Because he knew the devil was going to try his best to beat up on us. So Jesus gave us all of the armament we needed to defeat the devil with. Because technically speaking, he has already defeated the devil, completely beat him, completely, totally destroyed the works of the devil. And then he turned and gave us all these promises. So when this stripped of power beast tries to come and do something with us or to us, we can take the word of God and drive him away. But it took me a lot of years to figure this out, because that devil is really good at blinding our mind. But in Mark 11:22 through 26, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God." Now this is absolute trust in the Word of God. Now you got to believe it. If Jesus said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe, in my name you shall drive out demons." I mean, if you don't believe that with all your heart, you will never be able to drive out a demon. In fact, you probably have a few demons of doubt and unbelief if you can't get over that. But they're here to every one of us, and I've had demons. Jesus has showed me where I've had these evil spirits living in my own flesh, and I have been able, with the help of the Lord and sometimes other people's help, cast these devils out to where that I got free from these things. And now then, I don't have those kind of problems. No sickness and disease no more. Praise the King. Thank you, Jesus. Now then, but he says, "For verily I say unto you," in verse 23, "that whosoever shall say," now that's whosoever. If you're a daughter or a son of the King of the universe, you're a whosoever. You can put your name right there. "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt. I mean, that means exactly what it says. That devil, but it doesn't say doubt in your head. It says shall not doubt in your heart. Now, this is why you have to renew your mind daily with the Word of God. You have to work out your own salvation this way. So as you work it out, as you quote these promises and quote them out loud, don't just read them silently. They won't ever be faith builders. Learn how to speak these words out loud. Speak them over and over and over and over. And faith will begin to come. Praise the King. Because he says, if you shall not doubt in your heart, you shall, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. Now, that's just an absolute, magnificent, awesome statement, if you stop and think about that. Just think what he said. But shall believe in that those things which he saith, the things that you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. Now, a lot of people have more faith in doctors and sickness and disease than they do in God's Word, because people have faith that cancer will kill them. People have faith that they have laryngitis, strep throat, or whatever it is. They have faith to believe those things are real. Let me tell you, they are real in the tangible world, but they're not real in the faith world. So when you come against those things according to God's mighty Word, you can get free of sickness and disease, and you don't have to be sick. Praise the King. Because when Jesus goes so far as to say that if you will believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you'll have whatsoever you say. That is a pretty awesome statement. You need to go to the Word of God. You need to read these scriptures out loud over and over and over and over. And as you read them, ask the Father in the name of Jesus to fill you with the Holy Spirit and power. Fill you to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. And then as you study this magnificent book, you'll see that you can do these great and wonderful things, because Jesus said there, and he said, if you shall not doubt, you shall have whatsoever you say. I mean, that's a blank check, folks. Jesus said, if you can believe it, you can have it. That's amazing. It's just amazing how difficult that is to believe the promises of God. But when you believe the promises of God, and you find out that the answer to all of them is always yes and amen for you, his children, you will not walk in disobedience to God's Word. You will walk in love. You'll struggle to do everything right. You'll be in church every time the door is open, because you don't want to miss out on none of these wonderful things God's doing. Praise the Lord. But he says, after you have this kind of faith to get these wonderful things done, and he says, and if you just believe, you shall receive them, and you shall have them. Then in verse 25, he says, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, that your Father, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. And verse 26 is a powerful verse. Now, in the NIV, this verse is not in there. They've taken it out. But it's amazing some of the things they have taken out of the NIV. Well, if you're studying the NIV, you need to be very careful, because there's many scriptures being left out of the NIV. And this is one of them. Now listen to this powerful verse. You'll begin to understand why the devil took this one out. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Wow. When you see this, you begin to understand why the devil took that out. He didn't want people to know that. You know, I am completely convinced that if a Christian dies with unforgiveness in their heart, they cannot go to heaven. I don't care. People say, but they're washed in the blood. Yeah, you may be washed in the blood. But this scripture right here says that if you do not forgive your brother and sister from your heart, God will not forgive you. Now, if God does not forgive you your sins, I have a real problem believing he's going to let you in his heaven as righteous and holy as he is. So don't put him to the test. You know, do not put the King to the test. Make sure that every sin is repented of. Make sure you're walking holy before God. Make sure you have no unconfessed sin. And for sure, make sure you do not have a grudge against one of your brothers and sisters in Christ. Make sure if you have any kind of a grudge, first thing you do is repent to God and get right with him and ask him to forgive you, and then go find that brother or sister and get right with them and walk holy before God. That is one of the biggest killers in the church today. That gives the devil legal right to us, and so he comes and gets through us, and man, does he create problems. Well, don't go there with that beast. Don't give him no place. Walk holy before the King of the universe. Then he says in Mark 9:23, and Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believe. Now then, the story that leads up to this, there was a man had a little boy, and he had brought the little boy to the disciples, which had been divinely commissioned by Jesus to cast out devils, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and raise the dead. Now, obviously, these men had been doing this because the scripture in Matthew chapter 10, as he goes on just a little ways there after he gives them the power, they come back proclaiming to him, "Master, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he knew that. He knew they would be. But when they come to this particular person, for some strange reason, the devil was absolutely able to intimidate them. And when he did, they couldn't cast him out. The devil's good at what he does. He is very good. Then Mark 9:23 says, "And Jesus said to them, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believe." Now, what can be done by us as Christians? According to that verse, anything can be done. Anything. So, you've got to trust God and believe it. But he says, in Mark 9, verse 23, and Jesus is speaking, he said to them, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Now, of course, what this man had said, he came to Jesus and he said, "Lord, I brought my son to your disciples to heal him, and they could not cast out the devil." Man, you ought to see what Jesus said to those boys. He turned and looked at those people, and he said, "You wicked and perverse bunch. How long am I going to have to put up with you? How long am I going to have to suffer this?" He said, "Bring the boy to me. That's what I've sent you men out, to have faith. I sent you out to have faith and to drive out demons and to heal the sick. And that's where you should be living." But these men couldn't do it either. They listened to the wrong voice, I guess. That's the only thing I can say that would cause grown men that walk with Jesus that long to back off and to act like they'd never heard him before in their life. Wow. How that devil deceives us. That beast is good at what he does. But Jesus said in Mark 9:23, if you can believe, now if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. All things are possible to him who believes. Isn't that amazing? Now then, I want you to see this John 14:12. We don't have time to read this today. We will start with John 14:12 tomorrow. But right now, I'd like to invite you to give us a call. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, you can listen to these radio shows again on the website. But if you want teachings in their entirety, where we teach on each individual subject like this over and over and over, just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you anything we have free and postpaid. And if you'd like to get in on the web and listen to these teachings on the radio, on your computer again, or if you'd like to order online, you can go to www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can listen, you can order things free and postpaid, and you can just check out our website. And there you can see some wonderful things. Praise the King. Jesus is Lord.